The great thing about podcasts is if somebody doesn't like your episode, it's not like they can hit you with a tomato. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome. If we were a movie, we'd get a great rating on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm Brady. It's Friday, October 28th. Today in 1883, a bizarre headline in the New York Times, quote, "Actor demoralized by tomatoes." John Ritchie was on stage at Hampstead, Long Island, doing a somersault, and, quote, "he probably would have succeeded had not a great many tomatoes struck him." Ritchie got upset, the audience encouraged him to continue the show, and when he did, they threw more tomatoes. The article ends with Ritchie vowing, quote, "he will not give a performance at Hempstead again." Let me state the obvious, do not do this, even if there is a long tradition of audience members throwing things at shows. Audiences even did this to Shakespeare. According to Today I Found Out, this is why some of his most serious plays have comedy bits in them, just to keep the audience from getting bummed out or bored. Back then, the cheap seats were often up front, which meant pretty much any yahoo could wander into a theater and throw something, though probably not tomatoes. Back then, many people wrongly thought tomatoes were poisonous. Instead, there were reports of people throwing eggs, peanuts, turnips, even chairs if they were really wound up. And not always because they hated the show. Some people had a kind of racket going. They would threaten to boo or throw things or otherwise grind a show to a halt if they weren't paid off. In some cases, people would throw things when they liked a show. More recently, overexcited Beatles fans used to pelt the group with jelly beans during concerts. Venues have fortunately taken lots of steps to head off these wild audiences, or at least to make the projectiles they might want to lob at the stage a little safer. One reason those red plastic cups are so big these days? Unlike a full beer can or a glass bottle, a red cup isn't going to hurt the band playing at the bar. You can learn more about the unfortunate history of audiences throwing things at coolweirdawesome.com. And coming up, a town that's throwing a pretty cool Halloween party. That's after this.
Cool, Weird, Awesome is even more awesome when you listen on a smart speaker. That's what it's designed for. Ask your smart speaker to play the show by name anytime.
Here's Cool, Weird, Awesome with Brady Carlson.
Or, if you've got an Echo, add us to your flash briefing when you open the settings on the Alexa app. You'll never miss an episode, and you just might make your smart speaker feel even smarter.
Welcome back. This weekend in Yardley, Pennsylvania, it's Canaloween. First, residents decorate pumpkins and put candles inside. Then the lit pumpkins float down the Delaware Canal as people take a scenic evening stroll. I'm Brady, so don't cut any holes in the bottom of the jack-o'-lanterns. Thanks for listening, and come back again next week for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.